Two words for the numbers in the latest USDA cattle on feed report.
Quite large.
Quite large. Agriculture Department livestock analyst Shale Shackerman. They are. Placements into feedlots in February, 1.8 million heads, 7% above February a year ago. Marketings, 1.68 million head, up only 2%, leaving feedlots with 11.7 million head, 9% more than a year ago. Those placements at the upper range of market expectations. Why?
Probably a lot of it reflects the fact that you're still looking at some very, very dry conditions in the southern plains. Without the ability to keep those animals on winter pasture, without the ability to keep them on some sort of native grass, they've been moving into feedlots.
But there may be other reasons as well. People are making a little money in the beef sector right now.
We are seeing that the cattle feeders are finally in the positive area after having been negative for a while. So, they have some incentives to probably place some calves if they can get them. Packers are also seasonally positive on their margins.
So are the cow-calf operators. Now, some may have expected a major price decline for cattle, with so many having moved into feedlots over the last 3 months, but
demand is still fairly good. I mean, we only have data through February at retail, and we are looking at the USDA choice beef price at about $5.83 a pound, only fractionally lower than it was a year ago.
And right now, at least, the USDA is forecasting that for all of this year, retail beef prices could increase from last year by from 0.5% to 1.5%. Now, this even though USDA has been projecting 2018 beef output to increase by about 5.5%.
More beef coming down the pipe, but the demand seems to be supportive.
But we have had a lot of animals moving into feedlots, so Shagam says, of course, sooner or later,
those cattle are going to be coming out. They're going to put some pressure on cattle prices.
USDA fed steer average price lately running about 126 or so. Prices this summer or fall could drop to 115. So with the drought in the southern plains, large numbers of cattle moving into feedlots, falling prices in the offing, what is the future for the beef cattle herd? Is it expanding or in a static phase or about to start contracting?
Yeah, but I mean, that's going to be a very interesting question because of the, question is how many of those animals that are currently in feedlots are heifers, and what potentially does that imply for a continued expansion of the herd going forward.
This latest cattle on feed report doesn't break that out by sex, which would indicate how many heifers are still being held back for breeding. We'll get that breakout in the April 20th report. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.